WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more calm and a whole lot more confidence. Today we're diving into something incredibly important, something that touches all of us at some point in our lives. Grief and loss. Ever feel like you've been hit by a wave? Knocked off balance by something unexpected. Grief could feel like that, an overwhelming force that steals your breath and leaves you wondering how to even stand back up. But listen, it's okay to feel lost, to feel shattered. It's human. And the good news is, we're not alone in this journey. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help us understand grief, navigate it with a little more grace, and ultimately find our way back to that sense of strength and peace. First off, acknowledge that grief doesn't follow any timeline. There are no set stages or rules that's unique to each individual, each experience. Some days might feel better than others, some weeks might be harder than months past. That's perfectly normal. Think of it like waves crashing on the shore. Sometimes they're gentle, sometimes they're forceful. It's all part of the ocean, right? Just accept that there will be ebbs and flows, and that's okay. Secondly, allow yourself to feel everything. This is crucial. Don't try to bottle it up or pretend you're not hurting. Tears, anger, sadness, confusion, let it all out. Bottling emotions up only makes things worse in the long run. Think of it like clearing your inbox. Those unread emails keep piling up and creating chaos. By acknowledging and processing your feelings, you're actually making space for healing. Third, find healthy ways to express your grief. This could be through journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, spending time in nature, listening to music, or even creative outlets like painting or writing. Remember, grief is a language all its own, and finding the right expressions helps you communicate what words sometimes can't. Next up, don't isolate yourself. I know it might be tempting to pull away from others when you're grieving, but connection is vital. Reach out to loved ones, even if it's just for a phone call or a quick text. Let them know you need support and allow them to show up for you in whatever way they can. You are not alone on this journey. Finally, be patient with yourself. Healing takes time. There's no magic switch to flip. Remember that progress isn't always linear. It's a winding path with ups and downs. Celebrate the small victories, acknowledge your struggles, and keep moving forward one step at a time. Think of it like learning to ride a bike. You might wobble at first, but with practice and perseverance, you'll find your balance. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine someone losing their beloved pet. It's heartbreaking, right? They feel the immense loss, the empty space where their furry friend used to be. They might cry, they might lash out in anger, or they might simply withdraw into silence. But here's the thing. They need to acknowledge those feelings, allow themselves to grieve, and find healthy ways to express that pain. Maybe it's through writing letters to their pet, sharing stories with friends who understood their bond, or even donating to an animal shelter in their pet's memory. These acts of honoring the love they share can be incredibly healing. Remember, grief is a natural part of life, a testament to the depth of our connections and emotions. It's not something to be feared, but rather embraced with understanding and compassion. So, as you navigate your own journey through grief, remember these key takeaways. Embrace the unique rhythm of your grieving process. Allow yourself to feel everything, don't hold back. Find healthy outlets for expression, talking, writing, creating. Lean on loved ones and build a support system. Be patient with yourself, healing takes time. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you'd like to share, hit us up on social media. We're always here for the conversation. Keep exploring life with courage and grace, and remember, you are not alone. Until next time, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.